You're listening to The Point. On Tuesday, November 5th, Americans will head to the polls to cast votes for candidates for a number of elected offices. It's one of the hallmarks of democracies, yet many Americans have concerns that our democracy is beginning to unravel. The Cultural Center of Cape Cod is currently hosting the exhibition Unfinished Democracy, Artists' Reflections, which explores the fragility of our political system. And joining us now is Molly Demoulinaire. She's the Executive Director of the Cultural Center of Cape Cod. Welcome back, Molly.
Thanks so much, Mindy. Thanks for having me.
So it takes time to organize an exhibition. It seems you timed this one to coincide with our November election. How long ago did you start thinking about this theme, and what were some of the reasons that you wanted to explore the fragility of democracy?
Well, I've been thinking about this exhibition for a while. I moved out of Florida right after the 2016 election, or close thereafter. And so democracy's been on my mind for a while, and I think that what I've really noticed is, especially with people my own age, a lot of people are checked out, and they're maybe skeptical about the process, and I think that that's really dangerous, and I think not taking an active role in our democracy and not looking at as a right to vote, but as a responsibility to vote, is really damaging our country. And so I've been thinking about it a lot. And I think I've said before, art is a powerful tool for change. And it can get people to think about different subject matters in ways that they may not have if they were just reading something. Museums are trusted institutions all over the world. And so if we can bring content to our audiences and to our guests that are in the gallery that makes them think a little bit differently when they leave, then I've had a great day.
Yeah. So did you reach out to artists who have previously explored political themes in their work, or did you cast a more wide net?
We cast a very wide net, so international call for art. And so we have 42 pieces from 17 different states in the United States.
Yeah.
There was no prerequisite of that people had to be working in a certain medium or that they had worked in the political sphere before. It was really about what, as an artist, are they feeling? And that's why it's called artistic reflections, right? Mm-hmm. It's how are they looking at the world around them, and what is it making them feel? And then they're producing work around that.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful. So we've got a couple of the artists on the line. First one, Marianne Agresti. Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
All right.
Hi.
So, yeah, your piece is You'll Go Vote. So tell us a little bit about your piece.
So You'll Go Vote is a piece that's printed on a letterpress. Mine would have been made in 1950 and originally used to print newspaper folios. So this press has been used to spread the news throughout its entire life. And so going to vote seems to me to be the most critical thing, right? It amazes me people aren't voting. So I printed a bill, if you will, that would have been, it's designed to represent something that'd be posted on a street or on a building. And it just says, yo, go vote, like over and over again. And I printed one in red and one in blue, and then I ripped them horizontally and then repasted them back together. So it sort of begins to flow like a flag because of the rips, but represents, doesn't matter where you're voting, who you're voting for, just vote. And then the piece is mounted on a piece of found board, so it looks like it's on a building.
Yeah. So, Mary, when you saw this call for artists for this, did you immediately go, I know what I'm going to do? Or, I mean, what was the thought process going into that?
I did actually know what I was going to do because in the last election of 2020, during COVID, I had students in my studio printing these Go Vote posters. So they were designed by teenagers. Mm. And then we went to rotaries and held them up as a sign of encouraging people to vote. So I wanted to build on that. I knew that there was a lot more room in that project to grow. So I built on that. And this project is an extension of that project. Yeah.
And one of the other artists in the exhibition is Richard Neal. Hi, Richard. Welcome back.
Hi there. How are you this morning?
I'm great. So tell us a little bit about your piece in the exhibit and how you came to decide on that.
So my piece in the show is made out of a pile of six or seven books that is squashed into a sort of a tight prison of sorts. has a very crude or primitive feel to it. I imagine that the imagery is pretty simple, so I imagine the message is pretty clear.
Which is about what, banned books, right?
Yeah, I think it's it's a terrible thing. We're at a place where we're still censoring books in this country. Teachers and librarians are being criminalized for teaching anything but a sanitized version of history. So I thought this would be a statement I could make about that.
Right. Molly, there's so many really interesting pieces in this exhibit. And one piece that caught our eye is the unfinished tapestry with the word vote by Olivia Johnson. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a really great woven piece, and it illustrates in a very simple way the amount of people who aren't voting in our country. So you're seeing the tapestry that's unfinished at the bottom, and so it's missing about 30% or 33% of the bottom of the tapestry, and it's illustrating those are all the people who are not using their voice and voting in our elections.
Yeah. I'm wondering from Richard and Marianne, what are some of the pieces that you found most powerful when you look at this? Richard, let's start with you. What spoke to you?
Well, I haven't seen the show yet. It just went up yesterday, I think. So I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah. How about you, Marianne? Have you seen any of the other pieces?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It just went up yesterday, so we haven't had a chance to go over it as well. But yeah. But I'm really looking forward to it. And in typical political fashion, I can answer your question with a different answer.
Sure, right? Go ahead. Yeah, go for it.
Well, one thing that I also want to explain from my piece is that it's important to me that it gets spread out to the public. So we're actually having multiples of this piece printed locally. And so there'll be 100 posters and 200 postcards. And they're being received up at Harvard at the library. We're going to put them in Main Street. And so you're going to see this piece around town. So we're finishing the message. Mm-hmm. We're going to post them outside in the public.
Wow, that's great. Molly, what about you? You have seen all of the pieces. What do you find most thought-provoking?
Well, they're all really amazing works of art, but there's a couple of pieces that really stand out, especially as you walk into the Great Hall Gallery. There's a very large quilted flag. It's about 9x6, and the title is Sweet Land of Liberty. It's created by Naomi Spinnick, and it's hand-quilted with the names of all the children and all the students who have been killed in school shootings since Columbine. Mm-hmm. And at face value, that's very powerful, and instead of stars, it has AK-47s, little white AK-47s in the place of those stars. And one of the most powerful things. So you're seeing this and you're absorbing the weight of this piece. And then at the very bottom of the piece is a needle and thread. And it's basically giving room and giving space for the next time that it happens. Mm. And it's a very large piece, and it hangs so that you can see both sides. And the other side has all of these different colloquialisms that we utilize as Americans that are all around violence. Keep your powder dry and, drive-by shooting, all these words that we use. And so I think that's a really powerful piece that stands out, and you'll see it as soon as you walk in the gallery.
Yeah, and I have not seen the entire exhibition either, but just from what online, there's one piece that I thought was really powerful, and that is the child holding up the sign with the little bullseye that says, "Am I next?"
Yeah.
And wow.
It's a very powerful black and white photograph, and we've curated the exhibition so that you have sections of content that have a commonality, a thread of commonality through them. So most of them are issue-based. Gun violence is obviously a very large issue in our country. Mm-hmm. There's a whole section in the exhibition around racism. And we have this really wonderful piece by Scott Glaser, who's a Rhode Island artist, actually. And he has this unbelievable process of how he cuts Band-Aids into these teeny tiny, like 1 centimeter squares, in the different shades of humans, right? And he's created this this piece that looks like a bus window, and it's the woman before Rosa Parks sat on that bus. This is about 9 months before. This woman was arrested on a bus, 15 years old, pregnant and unwed. And so this piece is a picture of her. It's a really large piece. And it's out of these minute pieces of Band-Aid. It's another really powerful piece as you look into the gallery.
Before we let our artists go, I'm one last question, and Richard, we'll start with you. What do you hope people take away when they look at your piece in this exhibition?
Well, artists work with symbols sometimes. Mine's pretty simple. As I said, it's books that are captured in a cage or a prison. So I'm hoping that sometimes a simple message like that will resonate to people, that we need to stop the forces that are trying to put censorship on books in this country.
Right. What about you, Marianne?
Well, I hope that people think about how voting is something that really, not to be afraid of it or to see it as something that's really powerful. There's so many different reasons people choose not to vote. Also that they see art as something that kind of can be a part of the street and a part of their life.
Yeah. Marianne Agresti and Richard Neal, thanks for taking a couple minutes to talk with us about your pieces. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
So, Molly, Barnstable County has historically been more Republican than other counties in the state. Mm-hmm. How do you think party affiliation could impact how a person views this exhibit?
Well, when we put out a call to art, obviously we want all different sides to be seen in the gallery, right? We're not here to tell people what to think. For me, it's really to get people to be curious about things that they may not know that much about, or they may have one opinion because they haven't been exposed to people that have been through a certain situation. So I definitely think that the artist community leads itself to be more progressive in its ideologies. And so you do see those issues come to the forefront of the exhibition. But I believe that these are human experiences and these are human issues. They're not Republican issues. They're not Democratic issues. These are our neighbors. These are our friends. These are people that we don't even know that are relevant in their lives. And so I think regardless of where you fall into party lines, I think you'll be able to really get a feeling for the weight that democracy has on our community and the importance of voting. And I think if that's what people walk away with, that I'm going to be really happy. Of course, I do believe that people will say, well, why isn't there more of the other side represented if that is their opinion? But that's okay. Mm-hmm. That art is a conversation starter as well, right?
Sure.
So if people
are
having conversations around the dinner table about what they saw at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod, yes, please.
And for folks who aren't familiar with the Culture Center, you guys have so much going on all the time. Tell us a little bit about the center and your mission.
Absolutely. So we have two locations now. Our flagship location is in Bass River in South Yarmouth, and it's a historic bank building. It was built in 1930, became run down and completely deserted for many, many years, and it was brought back to life in the early 2000s, opened in 2007 as the Cultural Center of Cape Cod. And we're a multidisciplinary arts organization. So we have 5 visual art galleries. We have a whole learning wing where you can learn pottery. We have a recording studio. We have a maker space where you can show up with a chunk of tree and leave with a salad bowl. And then our Hyannis location in the High Arts campus, which is a partnership with the town of Barnstable. We do all types of programming there as well, really focused on the local families and youth. So who can we serve within like a 10-minute walk of that campus? And that's just kind of getting off the ground. We're just starting in that realm. But it's an unbelievable organization. We have a really small but passionate staff of educators and artists. And it's just a really wonderful place. We serve about 25,000 people a year. We're open year round, which a lot of people on the Cape don't know that. And we have concerts in our Great Hall every single weekend. And they really, it's a very broad range of musical offerings, everything from jazz to the Kotoko Brass Band from West African jazz.
Always something interesting going on. Like I said, you have so many things all the time going on. So this exhibit is just opening, right? So
it is.
And it runs through Election Day. and there isn't an opening party because you're doing a closing party election night. Tell us about that.
This may be the worst decision of my career, Mindy, but I'm going for it. So we are doing our closing reception for Unfinished Democracy on November 5th. And we'll start about 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And so we don't know exactly how long it will go. It'll just we'll kind of ride the wave of enthusiasm in the room. But it will really just be a celebration of everybody who's had the opportunity and has taken that opportunity to vote. And so you have to prove that you voted, or you have to have a legitimate reason why you didn't vote. Maybe you're on vacation, or maybe you aren't a citizen in the United States yet. And, you know, all of these reasons that you can't vote. But if you can vote, we expect you to come with your I voted sticker and be proud of the fact that you voted, regardless of who you voted for.
Right. And you're hoping to have some conversation around all of these interesting pieces.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Lots of artists are already committed to coming, people coming from Rhode Island and across the bridge. And I think people are excited to be in a room full of creatives on such an important evening.
And you'll have a big screen TV, right?
We will have a very large panel TV that will have the results as polls start to close and the excitement builds.
I think it sounds really exciting. Yeah,
I hope to see you there.
I'll be here.
Oh, that's right. Makes sense.
We'll post a link with more information about the Unfinished Democracy exhibit at the Cape Cod Cultural Center at our website, capeandislands.org. Sorry. Molly DeMulinair is the executive director of the Cultural Center. Thanks so much for coming in and talking with us in studio this morning.
Absolutely.
Also, thanks to Richard Neal and Marianne Agresti, two of the artists in this great exhibition. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm Mindy Todd. Thanks for listening.
The Point is produced by Amy Vince. The executive producer is Mindy Todd. Production assistance from Jenny Junker and Dan Tridle. Theme music by Benjamin Verdery and William Coulter.